the work session on, let's make sure I have the case number, PU09670, Minn Kota Power Co-op, 345 KV Center to Grand Forks Transmission Line. This is a commission work session. We're meeting, it's just after 1:30 in the North Dakota Public Service Commission hearing room, 12th floor of the state capitol. As a work session, it's an opportunity for the commission and commissioners to discuss amongst ourselves with staff and counsel the case. It's typically during these types of proceedings, we do not take input from either the public or from applicants or interveners. However, if there's a specific question that the commission feels it needs answers, it may direct it to someone. Why don't we, for the purpose of anyone who may be listening in, or for the record that we're making, identify ourselves again. This is Tony Clark.
Kevin Kramer.
Brian Kalk, Public Service Commissioner.
And Terry Leon with staff.
Matt Sagsveen with the Attorney General's Office.
Okay, and we've got Kelsey Kropp, who's a legal intern with us, as well as representatives from Minn Kota here at legal counsel. And then on the phone, Mike Ennis from Minn Kota as well. This is the commission's first opportunity to really go through this case outside of the discrete kind of legal procedures that we had dealt with prior. So I'm open to any process that my fellow commissioners would like to take. What I might do at the outset is perhaps provide staff or counsel an opportunity, if you've got thoughts about how you think we might sort some of these things, to go ahead and make those recommendations. Otherwise, we'll just kind of, you know, go at it, I guess, with an overview and then maybe winnow down to specific topics we want to take up. Staff has prepared a chart that lists the public testimony that we received and specific questions or concerns that were raised as part of that, and that might help us start to winnow down different areas that may be of interest or worth pursuing. So with that, I'd invite Jerry or Matt to say anything that they want to at the outset.
This is Matt. I do have some ideas, but before I throw those out there, are we going to use this work session as an opportunity to look at the proposed findings of fact and order in addition to the corridor, or just kind of focus on the public testimony in the corridor?
Well, when you I just have a thought. Just a thought is a setup. If we somehow could put together, you know, the whole route and smatter in the areas that we're most concerned about, if there's areas where there's no particular concerns, unless we would have something, that could quickly drop a lot off this 256 miles.
It could. I think that's a reasonable approach. One of the things I think that Tony mentioned earlier about this, the good work that that Jerry and Matt did on identifying the public testimony issues, I think one of the first things we could do is discard issues that we have nothing to do with, such as annual payments. I mean, it's interesting as it is, obviously, it's not relevant. Then get down to those few, which I was amazed at how few there were, actually. Landowner concerns, most of them quite reasonable, I thought, that we could deal with. And then, personally, Matt, I'd be surprised if we can actually get to the proposed order at this point. I just think setting sort of a ground rule outline makes, but if we can get to it real quickly, you know, I'm not.
We want to then walk backwards from the first hearing or go from Washington. There's really two ways to do it. We can go map by map, or we can go hearing by hearing.
Yeah.
And with the exception of the last hearing where we kind of jump back and go through all three maps, you know, the first two hearings I think we might be able to deal with relatively quickly. And then, because once we get to the third hearing, we still are back with Phillips discussing some of the Grand Forks issues and Genevieve Thompson back there. So we might be able to move through the first two hearings pretty quickly and then focus on.
We are organized hearing by hearing on this handout.
Good.
And I think I would just go sheet by sheet as it's listed
here.
I don't know that going through the proposed order at this point is that useful. The bulk of it is going to be probably because it tends to be.
Well, and I think
things that are not in dispute, but it's really this, and then we can work back into the.
Yeah, I think to the extent that there's any discussion about the proposed order, it's more form and format than it is substance.
Sure, and I think the other thing to remember is we are dealing with a corridor certificate here, not a route permit, and so, you know, the areas that we'd want to make some adjustments that haven't been already voluntarily made. It's simply going to be, or I would think, would be widening issues probably from the,
mm-hmm. Just to give the commission more flexibility.
In the routing process.
And the company.
And
one thing before we get into the details is that the Minn Kota's late filed Exhibit 1 is directly responsive to requests from the commission to address three specific areas.
Yes.
Besides that, the commission did not directly ask Minn Kota to expand the corridor in any fashion. But Minn Kota is cognizant or understands the fact that we're going to address that to some extent.
That's good. And that's fair. I agree.
Okay. I assume when it's referring to page number, it's page number of the transcript. Is that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Soon
these are all stapled in the same order for all of us. Mm-hmm. Okay, should we just work our way down the list and identify?
Okay, I can start with the first page, and that was from the first hearing. And really the only thing that we've got going there is the Alkali Flats area. This is map 12J. Where we parallel that WAPA line through there.
Mm-hmm.
We had public testimony from one witness that was concerned about reliability impacts of paralleling the WAPA line.
Right.
And then we had the Alkali Flats from Genevieve Thompson. And then we also had the discussion of were we too close to the runway from the Grand Forks Airport.
Did the FAA sign off on this? They were contacted, I'm sure.
I think we had an FAA sign off. We had an airport sign off of some kind. And
one of the agencies that are required to be contacted, it might make sense to just...
So
wasn't there testimony at the last hearing that a representative from Minn Kota had spoken with someone from either UND or the airport?
We have a letter from UND.
Letter from
UND. Right.
Saying that there's a sign off.
Yep.
Don't we? I'm trying to think typical FAA procedure. Is it that they just don't really say anything unless they have a concern, or is it that they typically are responsive to developers? That
there's a requirement that they contact the FAA, and I think that the FAA gets back to them if there's a problem.
Okay. I seem to all that as well, or if there's something they want them to iron out. I don't... we can just make a note to check on that, I guess, to make sure that we're crossing all our T's and dotting our I's, but as I recall, I don't think they're like SHPO, where they will actually send in something saying we're okay with it.
So, I know there was some testimony somewhere on FAA,
okay.
And so I'll check and see what we have on that.
Okay, so we're left with Alkali Flats as a topic for discussion coming out of that.
Well, one of the general questions I had for you two gentlemen is that the process, I don't know what the best word is, but, you know, how the dwindling down from you've got three proposed corridors to getting to one proposed corridor, and then do we have the ability to make a hybrid kind of corridor? I mean, is that's a major question. I'm not sure. And we couldn't really talk about it during the hearing. And
yeah.
I mean, so I guess the basic premise for me is this the corridor that we're going to work with?
Here's the way I see the commission procedure, and somebody can correct me if they see it otherwise, but I see the commission either giving yes or no
just like
answers,
we did up in
but not on our own freelancing potential corridors. Now, we've got the ability to modify, you know, as we've
just
talked
open
about,
the scope up to some.
Could mean open the scope, yeah. It could mean opening the scope a lot larger, but I've always been reluctant to think that the commission you know, on its own is, it's not like we were given three options and we right. choose the one we like the best, or
just like we did up in Brickell.
It's not a
A or B.
Yeah, it's not a tip. Yep. It's okay. not a real iterative process. It's kind of, here's the record that's developed. You can, you know, expand, modify, reject, or approve. But I don't think we can.
But modify.
I'd be reluctant to say modify means.
Yeah.
A instead of B, opening up doing
new
corridor.
It's still the company's case that we're responding to.
Yep.
With that in mind, and I've thought a lot about the Alkali Flats area, and I think that all of the options in that area, such as, you know, paralleling more direct west-east route further south, it just involves so many homes. That I can see why they chose the route they chose. Now, the good thing about it is that the WAPA line is already there, and paralleling it, while yes, there's a lack of, I suppose you could say, of it's redundant, I guess, or the lack of variety, but it's such a short distance that. In this particular case, it does minimize the impact on the Alkali Flats, which, by the way, as we know, is not a protected or an avoidance area. Yeah. But it is nonetheless special, and I think that that's worth acknowledging. So while I've looked and tried to think of better ways to do it, I don't see a better way than the way they're proposing, which, like I say, at least it minimizes the intrusion by following the WAPA line. And then on top of that, though, I would like to see... I would like to see the company utilize the volunteer, Dave Lambeth volunteered to go out there as, or somebody that's a birder that has a sensitivity to the area and help at least advise. And, and I don't know how we do that or if we, can demand it. But I thought it was a reasonable offer on his part to help them, minimize any negative impact. Those were just sort of my thoughts. I
wish there were a way to.
I do too.
Go around it, in all honesty. But I think when you look at the statute, it's tough to make the case they didn't do the most reasonable thing under the statute, which protects, and the rules, which protect prime farmland first, homes second, where people are actually living, right. And an area that's generally viewed as favorable for outdoor activity, but isn't in any way protected at all. It's further down the list, and to the degree that they made some compromises here, I think, in paralleling the WAPA line as much as they did. There's a bit of a reliability issue there, but it's played off against trying to, I think, generally be sensitive to the fact that there were concerns about the Alkali Flats. So it's a bit of a compromise. Which all these things are, right? I mean, we need electricity, and right. I'm sure no one would like transmission lines, but it's not realistic either.
If it was a green field right through the, diagonally through the heart of that area, I might feel a little bit differently, but the fact there's already a transmission line there strengthens the company's position.
Trending the same way.
Yeah, that was once we ruled out that there's not another way to get into town, that's where I ended up at right away.
Well, that takes it off. And I agree, if there's some sort of accommodation we can make that would encourage or require the company to...
Consult
with... Yeah, and there's not really an authority to consult with.
We did have this person, David Lambreth, that testified Grand Forks County Prairie Partners. So that's an organization. And we also had Genevieve Thompson testifying on behalf of the Audubon Society. And so if we could have something that asks or requires them to consult with the Grand Forks Prairie Partners and the Audubon Society to minimize impacts to the area or something like that, I think we might be able to come up with some kind of a language.
I think we should at least take a run at that sort of language.
I'm all for it. I trust that the company will do that anyway, But, yeah, it doesn't hurt to have it in the...
And we can recognize the specialness of the area in a finding.
Just make sure we put some of the legal stuff that needs to be in there, that all of a sudden this group doesn't have the ability to stop the project down the road. But, yeah, that makes sense. But, I mean, it's going to be typically the breeding season. It's going to be when they build it and those kind of things, the same things we'd normally see from...
Trying to avoid them.
Yep.
Well, and the fact that it wasn't raised as a concern by U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, I mean, that it just makes it a tough...
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
A tough slog to... Yeah. As much as I'd like to help him, and I really would.
I thought, and David's offer was generous, and he's clearly knows the area quite well. So.
Okay.
Good.
Let's move on to page 2.
Two, if I remember right, starts off right off the top with Jeff and Ryan Topp. Right off the top.
Just a late thought on that first page. Now that I remember right, the first day we asked questions about FAA and UND, and then the third day is when they actually submitted that stuff.
Yep.
So we should be able to find all that stuff in that last part of it.
And I'll review the transcript in that area. And find something.
Well, this next area, the tops, I'm not so sure about the cattle problems and the...
Okay, the thing about the tops is that
I think that's an area.
It also goes with the next person on the list, Gary Weigum.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And if you look on the map, this is 12F.
Right.
They jog south and run along the section line or the road, whatever it is there, 12th Street.
This is an area where I think we have to, this is an area where I would strongly support widening the corridor significantly enough to accommodate all of these, what I thought were very reasonable and landowner requests to move the route, allow the route to be on the north side of their farms rather than along that south route. And I realize that the company's testimony was that those wetlands are such to the east there that they are a little bigger on the north side than they are on the south side, but I think we put people ahead of wetlands in this case.
I'd like to at least be able to explore it. I'm not going to box myself into any position on the route,
on the route.
You're right. They're competing interest in that section that I think at least... We should give ourselves the opportunity to be able to talk about it at least. And so the question is how big does that expansion go?
Yeah.
Because
if you look at the map,
you might choose to do the route more northerly much earlier on if you were
gonna. Right. those tracks are a bit of an issue where they would cross the tracks. But anyway, the wider corridor gives us some options to at least think about and look into.
If you look at the map where they jog south, if that whole section there were widened, we could say like 3 miles wide.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
And maybe it might be possible that if we ask the company, they might have a proposal for a width or something through there that maybe they're willing to just change like they did their others. I haven't talked to them about it. But
I think, Jerry, we're at the point where it's not our court, not theirs any longer. I know that.
Filing another map.
But that's why, though, widening the corridor gives them that opportunity to do more looking into it on the route permit application. Right, I mean, I don't see that we need them to...
No, just pick something.
So as you look at the map there, you see there's a lot of wetlands in that area up there that they're going to have to work their way through if they go north.
Yep.
And so we kind of might want to make it wide enough for them to pick and choose how to get through there and avoid some of those homes, too, in that area. zone. Mm-hmm. It looked like if we went on the order line of 3 miles, we would be probably plenty wide.
Yeah.
Well, and who knows? I mean, the purpose of this is to get it as wide as possible so that we have a zone of reasonableness. And we may hear from other landowners at the actual route hearing that say, nope, here's why you don't want to do that. And,
right.
But, and maybe you end up back where they were before, but we need to know if there are reasonable alternatives.
So,
because Kevin's right, they were reasonable requests, I thought.
Well, and what I thought was made them the most reasonable was that we were still talking about the same landowners. You know, their suggestion was still on their land, so it wasn't that they weren't willing to participate.
If we go 3 miles wide, we might be involving some different landowners.
Very likely.
Yeah, it looks like we will be.
Yeah. So that's why, to me, it just... Now, I do know that you can. It's not... You know, it's pretty obvious and that a quarter mile to the north versus a quarter mile to the south is, you know, the wetlands are a little bigger, and they're probably bigger today than they were yesterday, and they're probably bigger than they were last week. But nonetheless... The wider corridor, again, gives us that flexibility. I don't know if 3 miles is the right number, Jerry, but...
And how far west did you talk about, Jerry?
Well, yeah.
I would do it right at that jog in Superior Township.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Pleasant?
Pleasant Prairie Township, section 34 there.
Yep.
From there all the way to where it starts going south in Cherry Lake Township, section 34.
Mm-hmm. Sounds reasonable.
That's fine.
Yep. But keeping
maybe
everything.
2 miles is about the right. Put it a mile on each side. I mean, so you'd get the.
Yeah.
So you'd capture the section on the north side of, you know, one township and the south side of the other. You just basically.
Which is a county line.
You
want to
make it a total width of
which is also
miles.
The right, which is also the county line.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go just 1 mile north and 1 mile south of there?
Right. And that would cover the relevant area.
If we go 1 mile north, we're along their section line that they asked for us to put it on.
Do we need to go a mile and a half?
That'd be better, I think.
A mile and a half north and a mile south?
Okay.
Yeah. Just to give a little extra room to play, because it's...
Yeah,
it does look
saying.
Like that's a good place to try and get across the wetlands, but it might be better.
Right.
Some wide wetlands up there.
So, for the record then, unless we get another map to describe this, you'll want to describe the legal description.
Yeah.
And this plays into the next, partly into the order issue, in that the order... doesn't have the proposed order doesn't have any maps attached to it. The order recognizes the application.
Right.
So you have to consider whether or not you want maps in it. And
it'll be sort of a painful legal description because you're dealing with 6 townships.
Of course.
In 2 counties, but...
I can make it work.
So are you clear on what...
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically 34 to 34 between Pleasant Prairie Township and Cherry Lake Township,
mm-hmm.
inclusive of Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
As far as
that's basically it, yeah.
Make
east
it a mile
west
and
distance.
Half wide on either side off.
Do you have to open the corridor up and close the corridor up? Like is a almost like this and close it down? I guess to get them more flexibility that once they get inside that start point and they got to finish at the end point, I guess.
In light of the fact that there wasn't any additional testimony on each end of that,
we should be fine.
I don't know that you want to broaden it or make it any wider than you otherwise have to.
I agree.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Next on our list is Rick. Okay, Fred Richter. But he didn't have anything.
Right.
Well, nothing we could do anything
yeah,
about.
Yeah, we could help with. Next one was Rick Frey. And I see we have a question mark on the map here.
I
I have him, let's see, at
147.75.
Yeah.
73, 74.
That's
12D. 75.
12D,
is it?
Yeah, it looks like Mertz Township.
I got him right here.
He's right.
And it's in a section there. It looks like it's been cropped out on the picture. And he's worried that his son might move back there, and they want to put the airstrip back.
That's in trust now. I mean, I'll be honest. Well, then he has a hunting lodge, or he rents to a hunting lodge. The line would hurt the hunting business.
He does. There's not a house there, but he leases the property to somebody for hunting.
Yeah, I thought his whole, frankly, I thought his whole argument was sort of, he sounded more interested in the land after this line, was proposed to cross it than he was before it.
And I thought he said, we'll probably put an airstrip back.
Yeah.
If my son moved back.
Right. Yeah.
I thought it was too speculative for the commission to be able to take much action on myself.
I thought exactly the same thing.
Yeah, possible future irrigation.
Yeah. You could say that about any
property.
Okay. Should we move on?
Ken Rouser. And unfortunately, I didn't put the issue there. Do you remember it, Matt?
He is concerned about devaluing land. He wants annual payments. He'd like the lines buried. Why not Lone Tree and McCluskey Canal rather than private owners? I mean, it was all sort of general objection.
Okay. Oh, I see. Wants it on edge of section line.
Underground the whole thing.
Yeah.
Put it on wildlife management. I'm guessing there's not a lot we can follow up with there.
I didn't think so.
Kurt Bollinger.
Kurt Bollinger, he's renting the property.
Yeah.
But let's take a look at his 12E.
He had some half mile line.
Yeah.
A half section line or something that.
And they ran a long section there. Let's see, he's in German Tip Town.
That's 12E. Right in the middle of 12E.
Section 27.
Yep.
That whole thing there is running down the center of the sections.
Right.
For 5, 10, 15 miles.
The notes I took said he was arguing the thing should be stuck on the half mile line.
Yep.
Not 40 feet off, so you're dealing with two properties.
That line through those 15 miles or so is peculiar in that it's right in the middle of sections. I can see why they did it. It's the longest stretch of direct west to east without bumping into a house.
Yeah.
What they not thought was interesting was how they end up moving things back a little bit because of the pole design and overhang and some of those. That changed a lot of dynamics, I think. And this fellow's a renter. He's not the landowner. Does that... That changes things a little bit, doesn't it?
It does change it for me, no question.
That's the way I look at it. It's not the landowner.
Yeah, it makes a difference that the landowner didn't come in and didn't say anything on it.
Okay. And you're right. I mean, you got to put people ahead of other issues, and doing it this way keeps out of homes. And then Garrett Free, but that was, again, just an annual payment issue.
Yeah, it was kind of, with that whole section there, it was kind of funny. It went down through there, and he was the only one that testified on it.
Okay. Let's move to Rodney Peterson would be the next, starting there.
Oh, we might be in the area where they've offered the
Painted Woods.
Where the late filed exhibit falls in.
Okay, I remember that one. The thing jogged a little bit up into the next section and then back down again, and it was so much so that we couldn't really see it on this map.
Is this the...
This was really a route issue, wasn't it?
Yeah, the right-of-way.
It seemed like it.
Yeah, it looked like the corridor itself encompassed both options that he was interested in, as I recall, and his was really a question of they were dealing with him one-on-one with the specific route locations, and he wasn't happy with that.
Yeah.
But if I recall, the option that he was okay with was within the corridor that we were citing. Is that...
Did we actually have an exhibit? Did he put in exhibit?
Yeah.
You put in the exhibit?
Yeah, they had the pictures.
Pearson 1 or something like that.
It's exhibit 23, I think.
23 with some pictures.
Right.
Okay, I think that's it.
Okay.
It does, yeah, that's what I recall too. I'm just going to say. Had that sort of a woody draw area.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I'm missing it. And looking at the bottom side of that 23 there, it sure looks like the reasonable place to cross.
Yeah, it's about the least wooded area.
Well, regardless, I'd put this into that bucket of we can deal with it during the route if need be. But
yep, I agree.
It didn't seem to fit within the corridor. Okay.
And so then next we've got the Weckerleys.
Right.
Terry. Was 12D.
There's one where I thought it's one of these issues potentially that you can defer to route as long as you widen the corridor a little bit.
Yep.
And there may or may not be good reasons for certain routing within that. But I understand his point. Minn Kota may have an opposite view, but we can deal with it later if we just expand the corridor a bit.
I was wondering if those corridors are already running along the section line there. There's a road there, Paul Street Northeast.
His second request is to try to get it kicked into the Highway 200 corridor, but
that's way outside of our...
We're not going to be able to act on that.
Was part of the testimony going from 12D to 12E, the location of the WPA is kind of dictated? Because if you look on 12D, there's the ENI or ENI WPA on the south side, and then on 12E, you've got Hornart and Schindler WPA there. And that's why they had it where it was located, I think, but that may not prevent maybe a width expansion in some parts.
It's like there's a choke point in that one area, but the rest there's not.
It does run along the road, the corridor, and I don't know, if you don't move it down to the highway corridor, I don't know what else to do with him.
I just know, for the record, that I do recall testimony about proposed irrigation, but the location of the corridor would seem to have the least impact on any, as it's close to the section line, unless you move it to the Highway 200 corridor, which that's not really under consideration here.
Right.
No, this seems to be a pretty good spot, given all the variables.
And so...
He had other testimony about just basic political. Felt like he's been steamrolled and not consulted.
And in the middle of them, we also got Mr. Nudd, or Nudd, or N-U-D-D. Yeah. And he wanted the same thing.
I think his easement, he testified that his easement has a center line that's out in his field, but that may sound like another route issue.
Yeah. No piggyback easement, and the line run along.
Yeah, so we got a Weckerly here, a Weckerly there, and a Nudd in between them.
He did, and he had issues, remember, about the piggyback easement, where he wanted an easement where this would be the only thing, that nothing else could be considered in the, which, of course, again, outside our realm.
Moving on the section line, it seems like that could be a routing issue within this corridor.
That's what I wonder.
But we can only get so close to that section line.
As I'm reviewing it, was Terry wanting to push it closer yet to the highway? Was that the issue? Or was he or to the road, I guess, not a highway?
Yeah. He wanted it along the edge on the section line and out of his field. And yeah. I think there was testimony about they're as close as they can go.
That was some of the overhang questions on the lines.
Yeah, 33 and a half feet from the section line. I think the testimony from Mr. Phillips was that, as we couldn't get him to change his testimony, that that presented a safety issue because of the overhang, regardless of how you looked at it.
Right.
Not that we intended.
But it looks like the section line is within the corridor.
Right.
Or on the edge of the corridor.
Is there a road on the section line? I mean, is that...
No. 12th Street, says here.
Well, 12th Street Northeast. I don't know if it's paved or not.
It's got its limitations, obviously.
So expanding isn't going to do us any good in that.
Seems like we expand it, we just go further into his field.
That's what I would think.
I mean, unless we want to expand it south.
He's pushing to somebody else's field.
Right.
Well, if you go south, you've got to deal with the Eni WPA.
In that wetland area.
They're going to have to move.
That's right.
Go back, jog north anyway. Yeah. Or go further south, and that's not...
I don't...
You go right down the middle of a section. You went for a while, then you got a house right there
too. I thought some of the discussion there all centered around the problem with the poles, that he wanted it closer to the right of way, but the poles wouldn't allow it to be any closer, and that was kind of
there are township and county laws that, you know, right of way laws too. These are improved roads, maintained.
Planning and zoning might.
I don't know. See, one thing about wider corridor is you can make much more frequent twists and turns. Well, that is not optimal. It's not completely uncommon either. These are long straight lines.
But wouldn't a wider corridor in Mr. Nudd's instance be contrary to what he wants? Because he doesn't want a piggyback easement, but right. If it's wider, then there's more area for utilities.
Right. Yeah, they can put a wind farm there. Maybe that's what he's after. I don't know. Yeah, I think it is, Matt. I think it's a good point. I think, like Tony said, unless it's wider south, which...
You want to go wider south, I mean, it's a possibility, and then worry about the routing issue is still alive for later.
I mean, your only option would be to go right on that section line.
Or on the south side of the section
line. On the south side. North. Right. you wouldn't be along a road in that case.
We've got...
You could plunk it right on the section line, and then you could run all the way almost over to the WPA.
Isn't there a home in there, though?
Too? There is a house there. It looks like it's Weckerly's house.
Yeah.
Right there on...
On the south there.
On the south side of the road.
Along go James? For, yeah, but you'd be...
I don't know if it's his or not, but... It's
but
right.
You'd be equidistant.
But well, if you went further south than that...
Well, then you've got a number of residents if you go further south, but... But see, if you were to... If you were to bring the line over, instead of on 12th Street, right about where Highway 3 is,
the thing is
if you crossed right on,
deal with the route later,
or it would be where 11th Street would be. I assume it's just a trail there. But,
mm-hmm. And we got three sections.
Then you could.
That's pretty clear sailing, isn't
it? It's a clear sailing all the way down to the WPA. And then you could come back up, which doesn't really add any mileage to the line at all because you're making the jog either way.
Well, it just might mean one more turn than you wanted.
There's always the discussion about
roads. Further
south,
you could even maybe, well, you've got that one residence on 30th, but you could maybe even get the corridor out of the out of that one house. There's a home within the corridor that you could avoid.
So, should we widen the corridor and talk about options? We still, like you say, we still may come back to the same route, but I don't know.
It'd be pretty tough to go north.
Yep, no question. Yeah, it's just every 100 or 200 yards you're going to bump into someone.
Just trying to figure out what is the... I mean, I'm not against widening the corridor and letting him sort it out, but what are we trying to solve here exactly? Because it's... The issue is I don't think he wants the line there.
Well, I think... but it may solve an issue, potentially, and I'm... Partially going by memory, we can review the record, but I think there was, generally speaking, a preference for right on a section line where there's not a road to, you know, 40 feet off a road which is in the field itself. So at least, I mean, if you look at the, you know, these overhead photos, you can see why that would be the case. There's a natural break between fields in most cases, and so it's going to be easier to get around.
And that's the
maybe.
Mindset.
No, maybe not. Maybe they'll say, eh, doesn't, you know.
But both Terry and Tom argued that point.
Yeah, it was the
issue. Because it can't be right in the line and you have the equipment, you waste that space. It's better to have it in the middle that you can come at it from both sides.
It's just in a section, you know, in the middle of a section, you maybe get real close to the line. Maybe you're on one guy's side or the other, but you can get a lot closer to that line and it's easier to maneuver around. Whereas, right, you know, and I can see the point. When you're talking about a road and then you have to be at X number of feet off the road, which puts it into a field, it does create a bit of an issue. So it wouldn't hurt my feelings to go 2 miles south on the corridor extending for, I guess, to just beyond that WPA, and then it kicks the can down the road a little bit.
Yeah, there's no downside to making the corridor wider. They'll give them more opportunities, and they still got to come back. I agree with that.
Study it. Yeah. I'm good with that.
So we'll run that whole jaw, that straight stretch there. Starting in by Highway 3. Running all the way into the map 12E.
Do we need to go a little beyond that?
Past that WPA area to where it jogs north in section 33 of Oshkosh Township.
Sure.
So that whole straight stretch right there, we'll make that corridor 2 miles wide, with the northern edge as is proposed.
That's
sure.
Okay. Yeah, and going any further north doesn't accomplish what he was. It would be counter, like you said, Matt.
Okay. So actually, then, where they widened the corridor before on 12D1, we're going to probably go with that boundary right there all the way over to this Oshkosh. Well, it would actually be in the South Cottonwood Township.
Okay, does that work?
Mm-hmm.
Testimony from Ellsworth, I think that was mainly just informational.
Yeah, that one, I think they're still collaborating. We'll end up with something in the routing process, probably.
Yeah. Hey, Alan Wagner. This, again, is pretty speculative stuff. Point in the future, somebody may want to build a house.
Water.
General EMF concerns. Water.
Water's 40 feet down. Poles are 60 feet down.
If I remember right, there was a diagonal. Let me see. No.
Genevieve, we've already talked about her.
The Wagner one?
Mm-hmm.
That section going through there, we had one other person on that section. And we don't know exactly where, because he didn't know his township range numbers. But
it was
Augie, or just a second, Earl
Ani, yeah.
And we've got the two of them on that, and they're running north and south through the center of the sections. It was kind of the complaint.
The concerns were a little too vague to be.
You can't find your property in a map. It's hard to
be acted upon.
Well, yeah, and he's wondering about the effect concrete footings would have in an aquifer. Wanting them to consider inflationary land values. Okay.
Okay. There again, Dave Lambeth. We've talked about that issue. Terry Schulte, that issue has been addressed through the updated filings. Tom Nudd, we have already discussed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne Crush. Towards the beginning of the one.
Yeah.
Crosses 83.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Goes north and east again.
What's
to go north a half mile further into section 18.
Yeah.
But then you're putting it closer to other people's houses too. It's right
as I see it right there, that corner where it makes a 90 degree turn is what he's talking about. He'd like to go straight another half mile,
put it on the section line and then over.
I see there are some wetlands, but they don't look big.
Yeah, but isn't the issue here that where they've got it now is pretty well in between as you look the existing north, residences. If you get north, you're putting it that much closer to...
There's two houses there.
...to other people. I mean, to me, this seems like a reasonable accommodation between a number of homeowners.
Yeah, and the buildings that he has, didn't take were residences. These were outbuildings or farm buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I recall.
I'd be reluctant to push it closer to other people's homes in consideration of, you know, outbuildings when
I agree.
Weren't there to defend themselves.
I agree.
Yep.
Norman Weckerly, they did widen the corridor there. And that was the same place where we're going to widen it a little more further.
Earl Awney.
And Earl, we talked about...
Preserve his native grasses.
And he was on that section on that with... the north-south section we just talked about.
Roy's,
yeah.
Ken's mobile.
And he is on the diagonal on 12C. And he has a good portion of that diagonal. Basically, what he wants to do is wants them to kind of move over onto the section lines instead of diagonaling across his property.
Yeah.
There again, I'm sure it's a home issue.
Yeah, I would think so. The west side of section 22, what he's talking about. It does take a...
Oh, I see.
You see, it does take a route of least resistance in there, albeit not along anything.
Yeah, it does. Now, the... I mean, I can see two potential issues with going west on 22 and then over.
The south to north piece is pretty easy. It looks pretty good. When you turn,
you take that corner. Yep. And if you go along the bottom, if you turn earlier, then come up the road, but then still homes up there.
Yeah, I can't disagree with where they've got the corridor here, especially considering it appears to be mostly pasture land.
Mm-hmm.
When you're minimizing impacts on.
Well, they start that run way southwest down there, and it's just a good long run up there.
Well, I mean, we all know this area. It tends to be.
Yep.
More
it's prairie. It's very nice. Prairie,
yeah. I can't disagree with where they've got it. And it avoids homes. Okay.
The only comment I had about some of the general comments about roads and impacts of hauling all this stuff down and putting the things back the way they were. What normal language would you normally put in there for transmission lights?
We've got pretty standard language on kind of best construction management practices, but...
But do we take a picture of beforehand and after?
Return to their original condition or better.
But how do they capture that? Just same thing like in wind turbines. They always get that, and we never have a what the before was.
We don't really go take pictures before and after of all the roads. I mean, that would be a big job.
I know, but then how can you say that put it back to the way it was if you don't know what it was and you started?
The local authorities
monitor
that.
Yeah, we might have an issue on how it was, but... really, it's not too much of an issue because if we say make it better, I'm sure they will.
Okay. Our authorities decide it never goes away. And the as far as the productivity of the farmland, nobody monitors it better than the farmer.
Farmers themselves.
And I've had calls before from the companies, not from the companies, but from like township officials or somebody saying that, you know, this road isn't very well done or something. And we've called the companies, and they go out there again and fix it up, and it has never come to you.
I asked several times. They talked to local county commissioners, so they did their homework that way. Fair enough. Okay.
So that took an hour.
I was just thinking regarding the order, maybe Jerry and I can put our heads together and come up. He can address some of my thoughts. Or
I was going to say, we've probably made about as much progress as we can make today, and you've got plenty now to work on, but you can probably use that proposed order as a template and then tweak from there.
I think most of the substance of it is I'm completely fine with. It's just some form issues that might change the perspective.
Yeah. So we covered a lot of ground today.
Yeah. And then the next thing would just be to have a proposed order for us to look at. We'd schedule one more work session.
Well, we can turn that around pretty fast. Probably we schedule something for next week.
I'm out next week.
Well, can you change your schedule?
Jerry's got messed up priorities.
Authorities.
Got too many priorities.
Yeah. It's ISO meetings in St. Paul.
Well, if we...
Which means that I won't have much chance to work on this next week either. So if we look at the following week...
We do have informal scheduled for next commission meeting day.
Yeah, the 24th, yeah. Enbridge informal.
Yeah, right.
What were we on the 25th? We have that thing coming in.
I think the
26th is Friday.
Except, Kevin, that may be tough for you.
Okay.
What if we went to the Monday following the 26th? What is that?
We're going.
When is Labor Day?
We're going to Watford City that day.
Okay.
The 29th is Watford City, and the 30th and 31st. I got nothing, but I don't know what these guys.
Well, Jerry, can't the two of us talk about the order, and then if we can agree on something, we can discuss it at the work session without you necessarily being there?
No, I'd like to bring a draft to the work session that is ready to go.
That's what I mean.
And
if the two of us can figure something out.
Yeah. Jerry, was even the very end of next week a problem, like the 19th?
I'm taking leave on Friday.
Oh, you're going to take
leave. Not coming back until Monday or Tuesday the following, 22nd.
I'm going to look at the 30th problem. Unless we really want to risk running it to like the 26th there.
The 26th would be Friday.
Yeah, I have a trial that day, and the only way
that... You do that day.
Yeah, the only way it'll be done is if there's a plea bargain. If Wednesday. Without that, it will be, my guess is it'll go Saturday.
The 30th, that, if you get all the stuff done, you need to be done.
30th is Tuesday. I think that would be a good date for us. If
it's good for me.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Okay.
There's a lot of work to do for
you. Are you good on Tuesday?
I'm not available either the 29th or the 31st. I've got deposition prep on 30th and 31st.
Got Bach and Link on the 1st. 2nd?
2nd's good by me.
2nd's fine by me.
Yeah, 1st we're in Watford.
Yep.
2nd's okay.
What's the 2nd Friday?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Early. Supposed to be have a work session in Watford City.
Well,
shooters.
Friday morning then?
And we
so
may
like
be,
Molly.
We may be far enough along by then. In fact, if you get the orders done early and you're able to get something to us and we can that's kind of respond to it, then that could be a pretty short one on the 2nd and potentially we could have this on for action on the 7th.
September 7th,
yeah. Which may be about what we'd be aiming for anyway. Because we wouldn't have it done before the 24th for action on that commission meeting. Our next meeting is the 7th anyway after
sure.
that.
Okay, so 2nd is?
2nd's a Friday.
And the 7th then is Wednesday. The following Wednesday. So we would put it on the agenda and then have the work session, and if something doesn't go right, we withdraw it or hold it over.
Okay. Yeah.
Beautiful, Jerry.
So I'm out the 7th. I won't be available the 7th and the 8th.
That's okay.
I shouldn't fine. Need you to vote on it.
The 6th.
Yeah.
Although, you can might.
You never do know. Have to yeah. divert tough questions occasionally.
Hmm. All right.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks.
Good work.
Good work.
Okay, good yeah. deal. Do you want to set a time for that September 2nd work session?
10 o'clock.
10 a.m.
Works for me.
Okay.
That's Central Time Zone, Jerry.
All right. Daylight savings time?
Ooh, good question.
I think so, still.
Unless you're in Arizona.
Thanks, commissioners.
No, thank you, guys. I thought that went pretty good today.
Ooh, ouch. John Cornyn's statement on the appointments, you know, to the super committee? Okay.
Cornyn, yeah. They might regret that. They might, she might.